The war in Iraq has increased anti-American feelings in the Arab world to an all-time high. Though there was little love for Saddam Hussein, most Arabs are angry and bitter about the collapse of the Iraqi government. Many regard the U.S. invasion as illegal and immoral, and they are worried about the war's aftermath. But one Saudi businesswoman says it's not too late for American-Arab relations. From the Saudi capital, Riyadh, NPR's Kate Seeley reports.
Sporting a navy blue suit, pink shirt and pearls in her spacious office here, 47-year-old Lubna Olayan looks every bit the Morgan Guarantee financial analyst she once was. That was in 1979 in Manhattan, after receiving her BA from Cornell and an MBA from the University of Indiana. These days, this mother of three is one of Saudi Arabia's few female CEOs. She oversees the Saudi division of her family's multinational company, the Olayan Group. She's busy managing some 8,000 employees, a rare if not unprecedented position for a woman in this male-dominated kingdom. Lubna has also been closely following events in Iraq. With the collapse of Saddam Hussein's regime in Baghdad, Lubna says the U.S. and Britain face some of their toughest challenges yet.
I think here is a very big job that the American and the British have to do. Rebuild Iraq. Show the world that they are not there for occupation. They are there for truly what they said they are there for, which is to bring democracy to the country, also rebuild the country, bring education, bring healthcare, rebuild the infrastructure. There is a lot to be done.
Lubna says she hopes the U.S. will also try to repair its strained relations with the Arab world. Many Saudis have scaled back their links to America, but Lubna continues to maintain close ties to the United States. Her family company has huge investments there. Her husband is American. And she says she feels a certain responsibility to try to bridge what she calls the East-West gap. It's a gap that seems to grow wider with each passing day now. But Lubna says with certain steps, the U.S. could regain Arab trust.
If America really cares to get the Arab world back, then they have to do a major PR and build Iraq to what it was, and then solve the Israeli-Palestinian problem, which is what they said they will do. If they do this, I'll tell you, the Arab world will look at Americans as heroes.
For the moment, though, most Arabs see the U.S. as occupiers of Iraq and fear that other countries in the region, like Syria, could become American targets. Some here believe Saudi Arabia itself is likely to come under intense U.S. pressure to carry out political and social reforms. Lubna believes Saudi Arabia must change if it's to catch up with the rest of the world, but reform, she says, won't work if it's imposed from the outside.
And that is what I tell our American colleagues. You can ask for so many things, and we love you, and we love to hear your advice to us, but the changes and the need to do these changes has to be because we need it, or else it's not going to be built on sound basis. And they have to come from inside and be our style. They cannot be what worked for America is not necessarily what's going to work for us here.
And in order for Saudi Arabia to proceed with its reform process, Lubna says the fighting and chaos in neighboring Iraq must end. Nevertheless, she says she is hopeful that the region will recover from this war, but only, she stresses, if the U.S. lives up to its promises. Kate Seeley, NPR News, Riyadh, Saudi Arabia.